proclamation number 4831 dated the February 6, 1950. Professing Jesus before the world. Voicing the name of Jesus. Profess me and don't hesitate to frankly mention my name when your attitude regarding your faith in me is demanded of you. For your heartfelt avowal draws me myself to your side and all fear will leave you. You will speak candidly and without inhibition about matters of faith, about my teaching, about my working in you and on your behalf and also about the future. Then you will pull down a wall of silence, behind which much can be concealed and which is therefore suitable for covering up the truth. Speak fearlessly wherever it may be, for I myself will take you to where you will be asked to profess me. Not much more time will pass until you, who still believe in a God, in life after death, will be mocked by the world, for increasingly more worldly people fall away and everything that is neither visible nor tangible is unreal to them. These worldly people will develop an open enmity towards the believers who, as a constant target, can barely protect themselves against the animosities. Nevertheless, it should not make you fearful. It must happen like this because the time is fulfilled when a separation between my own and the supporters of my adversary takes place, who aims to stifle all faith in me and by whom they are enslaved. You should know that I myself am with you, both in spirit as well as visibly, where necessary. Know that you are far stronger than they are, even if there are more of them. For as long as I fight by your side, no one will ever be able to defeat you. Yet you must openly and confidently stand up for me, so that the enemy will recognize who provides you with strength, because it will be obvious that you receive exceptional help. Simply voice my name with complete faith if you are being pressured. Confront your assailants with my name. Call upon me with your heart and mouth and fear no earthly power, and I will provide strength to all those of goodwill, to all who want to be my own, as I have promised. In the name of your divine Redeemer you possess a weapon which truly cannot be surpassed, because all my love belongs to every person who manages to find faith in me during the last days. And anyone who professes me before the world also proves his unwavering faith to me and I will take particular care of him. Soon you will be forced to confirm or reject me, then don't fear the worldly power, instead, merely remember my words, whatsoever therefore shall profess me before man, him I will also profess before my Father. You will be forced to make a decision for Jesus Christ or against him. Then gladly profess him before the world, for you can only reach me through Jesus, only through faith in his act of salvation and his help can he come close to me, the Father, whose love wants to unite itself with everyone as it united with Jesus, who redeemed the world from sin on account of his infinite love. Amen.